And now, back to Tesh Matters with Jeff Boggs. Now, you're tuned in to What's Happening.
13 minutes after 11 o'clock, 367-1240, our phone number. If you have a question or comment, don't hesitate to give us a call. When we do have guests in studio, we ask that you try and keep it consistent with our topic as we welcome in each and every Thursday at about this time, Iberia Crime Stoppers. Sergeant Stephen Guidry back with us, and also board member Fran Henderson. Morning, folks. How are we doing today?
Doing well, Jeff. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good to have you back, Fran. Appreciate your coming by and the work that the board does. We were talking off mic about a couple of interrelated items, but how economic development and crime, how they work against or for each other.
Absolutely. As we were talking about, I am on the board of the Iberia Developmental Foundation, our economic arm here in Iberia Parish, and usually companies that we're trying to recruit, they know more about the crime statistics in our parish than we actually are coming to the table with. So they have done their research, and it does weigh into whether or not they're going to come. So being part of this with Iberia Crime Stoppers is very important to economic development.
And I think for people listening who would call in those tips, they can help be a part of the solution versus sitting by idly.
Absolutely. The more you can help the police department and the sheriff's department do their job and get criminals off the street fast, then it just helps everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Sergeant, again, remind us the mission of Crime Stoppers.
Mission of Crime Stoppers, Jeff, is to get the community and the sheriff's office brought closer together with each other, to work together for the same goal in mind, and that's to get those criminals off the streets, whether they have warrants or have committed crimes that we don't know about yet. But it's to get those bad guys off the streets.
Very good, very good. Again, the number to call, 364-TIPS. That's the TIPS hotline. And remind folks, when you're away from your desk, what takes over there with the TIPS hotline?
Yes, sir. I answer the phones, the tip lines, Monday through Friday, from 8:30 to 4:30 p.m., 4 p.m. on Fridays. When I leave the office, go take a lunch break, anything of that nature, I forward the calls to our nationally accredited Crime Stoppers call center, which is based right outside of Dallas. You will speak to a live person every single time that you call that TIPS number, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There is no automated dialing or press 1 for this, press 2 for that. You call, it rings, someone says hello.
There you go. And again, remind us how the anonymity works.
We're never going to ask for your name. We're never going to ask for your address. We're never going to ask for your phone number. All of our phone systems do not have caller ID, so we cannot see which number you're calling from. All we want is that information that you have to give to us. After that, it's on the sheriff's office to go and investigate what information that you've given us.
Very good, very good. Of course, we missed you last Thursday. You had an opportunity to get a little education.
Yes, sir. There's an annual Crime Stoppers conference, as everybody is aware. If nobody is aware, Crime Stoppers is a worldwide organization. And I was able to meet with people from Guam, from Australia, from Canada. Took several different classes to further my education in Crime Stoppers. There was a lot of information to give, a lot of information was absorbed, and a lot of information will be brought back to Iberia Crime Stoppers.
And anything you can tell us specifically? I know there's a couple of things you don't want to touch on perhaps obvious reasons, same reason why sometimes you don't give all the details of an investigation. You don't tip off the criminal, that's for sure. But anything specific you can tell us that you can implement?
Something big that I'm hoping will happen with the approval of the board and the Mike Barra, the president, is a new software that is being used, which is 10 times better. It's cheaper, and we could get it out to the majority of people in Iberia Parish who have a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
It's app-based, and all they have to do is open the app. They'll be able not only to call the tips line if they so do please, they can also text a tip. They can also email a tip. So there's even more ways for them to remain anonymous and still get that information out there.
Very good. Fran, I know you were interested in what may come back from the conference when the board decides to make an investment like sending Steve or anybody else to a conference like that. What were you hoping for, the board hoping for in this kind of educational opportunity?
Well, for him to be exposed to different areas, different states, different countries, and see best practices is always what I get out of when I go to a conference. What are other people doing? What software they're using? How are they reaching out to the community to get the word out? So what's the best ways of doing that? Those best practices, those nuggets you get at every conference is worth all of the money we spend to send him to it. You know, I know when I go to a conference, that's what I'm trying to figure out. What are other people doing that's working? So you don't have that trial and error. You know it's working. So, and to make the contacts.
Yeah.
To be able to call someone and say, hey, we have this issue. What are y'all doing about it?
The networking was absolutely fantastic. I've already been in contact with some of the other law enforcement Crime Stopper coordinators in other states and other countries asking for advice since I've been back already. And everything just seems to be fitting into place slowly but surely, but it's helping the program out a little bit at a time right now. Hopefully in the near future it'll help out a lot.
And I would imagine as well it translates to you telling maybe the sheriff's office how to better react to some of these tips you get too? Or?
Absolutely. I mean, I went to 12 different classes while I was at this conference, and some of it was social media based. Other classes were software based. But there was one class where interaction with your local law enforcement was a pretty good class.
There you go. I understand the phones have been kind of hot since you got back.
So far, yes. Hence my tardiness. I apologize.
Oh, no worries. You were actually right on cue with the way the council meeting ran.
So oh, fantastic.
It worked out fine.
But we received two significant tips come in approximately the same time, about 10:45 this morning.
Yeah.
And I was really working hard on those because it's not when the tipster calls, it's not just a, hey, John Smith out there has a warrant. He lives there.
Yeah.
It's got to get a little bit more in depth. Where's there? There's a lot of questions to be asked. And that's not to push away the tipster, but that's so that I can translate that information to the sheriff's office so that they know what's going on to keep them safe and to get the bad guy. All at the same time. So there's going to be a lot of questions asked when you call, but it's nothing personal. It's the more information that we can gather, the better off we're going to be, and the more likely an arrest is going to be made.
Yeah, you know, it's in the questions sometimes, the right questions get the right answers.
And that's absolutely right, Jeff.
You know?
Sometimes a person doesn't realize what they know until they're asked a question. They may leave that detail out, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And again, you know, that's one of the things we talk about week after week is you may not think it's a big tip, but it might be the one tip that, you know, that final piece to the puzzle.
And that's exactly right. Like I've stated in the past, the smallest tip that you don't think might be worth anything might be a gold mine for our detectives or for our warrants division or for our narcotics division, whichever it may be. The tiniest little bit of information could be that tiniest piece of information that they're looking for but don't have yet.
Mm-hmm.
So the smallest things could mean the biggest results.
Yeah, and again, you know, obviously we want to pay reward money out to these tipsters, no doubt about that, but, you know, it doesn't cost you anything to call even if your tip doesn't work out.
That's right.
That's the key. Again, don't be afraid to call in anything because anything might help. It may not, but then again, it didn't cost you anything to call.
Even if it's just information that you have that might lead somewhere.
Right.
Anything and everything is welcomed with open arms.
Right. And again, you know, when we feature, as we will today, a specific crime of the week, again, keep in mind you're looking for information apart from what people may see on Channel 15 or the other networks, whatever the case may be, or what we talk about here, any criminal activity.
That's correct, Jeff. Like we say, this is just a featured crime of the week, but if you have any information on anything else, don't ever hesitate to pick up that phone. And hopefully soon to be
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
That's great.
Fran, anything else you wanted to talk about in regard to whether it's economic development issues or board issues, being a member of the board, maybe fundraising?
Well, I think one of our main initiatives right now is making sure that the community knows about Crime Stoppers, knows we're here. We're a very young organization, and I probably would be shocked, but maybe not, to know how many people don't know we're here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that that's what we just have to keep pounding, is to get the word out. And I'm hoping maybe being able to use more social media to get that word out will help and make it as easy as possible for people to get in touch with us.
Absolutely.
They're more comfortable sometimes texting or,
right,
you know, as opposed to calling.
Some of the best relationship breakups via text, right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
No, I'm kidding, of course, about that. But, yeah, you're right. Sometimes it just is easier.
Yeah, so getting that word out is what our main focus is right now. And, of course, fundraising is always, we are kicking around several ideas. And we have some very good ideas that came in our last board meeting. So we're still working on that to get a little bit more money in. That'll always help, you know. So that is one of our goals also.
Very good, very good. I know it was a couple of weeks ago. Man, I can't believe September's almost over already. But did we award some money this month?
There was one award approved. Reward approved, excuse
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
One reward was approved on the last board meeting.
Very good. So, again, it does work, folks. 364 tips. I know it's you may not have the stats in front of you. I think Mike offered them last week, but just how productive this has been so far.
Absolutely productive. The call volume has been down this month versus what we had last month. But last month we had, I believe, 26 calls come in. Comparatively speaking, Lafayette Crime Stoppers and St. Landry Crime Stoppers combined are receiving thousands of tips a year, making hundreds of arrests out of those tips. And that's my goal at this point now, is to reach the standard that Lafayette Crime Stoppers and St. Landry Crime Stoppers are at right now.
Yeah. And you know, I'd like to think they have more criminal activity, and maybe that's why it's happening. I'm not sure if that is the case, but let's root for that.
Well, they've been established for,
exactly,
for many, many years, too.
No doubt.
Getting the word out is very important.
Bingo.
That's what we're talking about. Again, 364 tips is the hotline, but again, as far as donations are concerned, if you want to drop a donation off, you can put it in the mail, P.O. Box 11-235. New Iberia, 70562. Again, that's P.O. Box 11-235 and the ZIP 70562. Again, that's what helps fuel this whole thing.
Yes, sir.
So do we want to offer up our featured crime of the week?
Absolutely.
And is it on the Facebook page?
It is on the Facebook page.
Okay, good.
I did post it, and I even put it was on time today.
There you go.
On September 10th, between the hours of 4 a.m. and 4:30 a.m., a male was seen in the area of Bonnet Street pulling on vehicle door handles. Several homes in the area had their surveillance cameras recording the male walking from driveway to driveway. This male is described as a dark-complected black male wearing what appears to be a white beanie and light-colored clothing. He is seen attempting to open at least three vehicle doors and successfully made entry into two other vehicles. The male later stole a Buick Enclave from a carport, which was later located abandoned in Generette with moderate passenger side damage. He's also suspected of being involved in a hit-and-run in that stolen vehicle. And Iberia Crime Stoppers is asking for the community's help in identifying this male. If you go to our Facebook page, Iberia Crime Stoppers, you'll be able to locate the video and see a picture of the suspect.
All right. Good to see that. And, again, that's just the featured crime of the week. But, again, we welcome calls on that at 364 Tips or any other criminal activity out there. It reminds us, though, again, lock our vehicles, huh?
Absolutely. And don't leave your car keys in the car.
Yeah. That was how he stole it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, folks, and don't leave anything that might tempt them to even open those doors.
Absolutely, because that's what's called a crime of opportunity, Jeff. We spoke about that before. Leaving valuables in plain view inside of your vehicle is just not a smart thing to do. I know it's inconvenient for you to have to take everything out, go inside, and then bring it back out in the morning for work. But it's going to help prevent you from being a victim. A little bit of time will save you in the long run.
Yes. Looks like on the Facebook page, picked up a few more followers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe we're at 12,112 members now.
Something like that. The one, that digit seemed to stand out to me.
The number one.
No, following the 12. I seem to remember just double digits in the 12,000s before. So
yes,
sir. Glad to see 1,200. Yeah, I'm looking at the video now, and yeah, some decent footage there. Some folks should be able to make that out if they know that, Kat.
Absolutely. And you'll notice in the video, too, this male is in the front yard of this residence and observes a vehicle passing on the road and quickly turns around and hides behind a bush. Definitely know at that point,
yeah,
nothing good's going to come out of that.
Right.
There you go. Remind us again of the Facebook page, how folks can contribute, what you're looking for, what you're not looking for there.
If you got some, like case in point on the crime of the week today, I got that video from one of our detectives who was able to pull that from residential homes, it's the same thing, yeah. From houses in the area to locate this man. And if you see something like that on your camera systems or DVR, and please report it first.
Yeah.
Report it to the sheriff's office first, and then you can upload that footage to the Crime Stoppers page if you'd like.
Yeah. Again, it doesn't have quite the same anonymity there, but it's still welcome. Is there a way to get that video to you? Or, again, I guess you give it to the sheriff's office and maybe they can give it to you, but how folks can maybe donate that kind of information without having to go to the Facebook page, video, for instance?
If that's something that you want to do, you want to hand over some video anonymously. I've never thought of that. Maybe contact the tips line. I'll answer it. If you want to submit some video on a thumb drive or something like that.
We'll find a way.
We'll find a way. I guess you can mail it to the P.O. box without a return address. I don't know if USPS will accept it without a return address.
I think so.
Yeah.
If that's the case, then maybe do it that way.
Yeah.
This brings to mind a big story in Baton Rouge. They're asking for private citizens with their camera footage to unite with the police department to help them solve crimes because so many of the cameras are broken in Baton Rouge, and they have so many various crimes such as this type. And if everybody would, along the route, business and personal homes, they would, give up their camera footage for certain days, they could help piece together some tips and some witnesses or evidence.
That's fantastic.
It involves, we need to involve our community with the efforts of the police department.
Most definitely.
Yeah. And again, when we opened up talking about economic development opportunities through this, again, for folks who think, well, yeah, I saw something, but it really didn't affect me. Well, it does affect us all,
So. Yes, sir. Yes, it does.
Anyway, let's wrap it up. Any final thoughts on any topics that we've addressed?
I think we're good.
All right. Fran, any final thoughts?
Let's just get the word out about Iberia Crime Stoppers.
Absolutely.
That's what's important right now.
So, again, appreciate those following the Facebook page. Also, opportunities at IberiaCrimeStoppers.com. If you want to send an email, IberiaCrimeStopper@AT&T.net. Again, no S at the end of Crime Stoppers, IberiaCrimeStopper@AT&T.net. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Tesh Matters, 10 till 1 on Kane Radio, AM 1240.